Today, I'm continuing with the summer series about the greatest commandment. Last week, Denton did a great job and shared about devoting to the fellowship and devoting yourself to prayer, which he referenced in Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. This week, we're going to look at Mark 12, verses 30 to 31, which says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." In Mark 12, verse 30, Jesus discusses the right relationship that we need to have with God, which is to love him with all our being, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Today, we're going to focus specifically on what it means to love God with all our strength. Strength is often associated with physical prowess or stamina, which is kind of funny and ironic that I'm going to talk about strength. When you're thinking strength and power, I'm probably not the first person you think of, the second person you think of, or the third person you think of, but we are going to talk about strength today. When you think of physical strength, you may think of fictional characters like Wonder Woman, the Hulk, Superman, Mulan, and Captain Marvel. You may also think of real-life people like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Lee, Shaquille O'Neal, and Serena Williams, just to name a few. But when it comes to loving God, strength also means the energy we have to accomplish tasks, endure challenges, and serve others. When Jesus commands us to love God with all our strength, he invites us to live a life of active devotion and service. The words, "love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength," is first seen in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 5. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9 is one of the three prayers called the Shema, which is a Jewish prayer that is a central affirmation of Judaism and declaration of the Jewish people's faith in God. The word Shema is Hebrew for hear or listen. The Shema is recited daily in morning and evening services, and is also said before going to bed. It expresses the Jewish people's love of God and the belief in God's oneness. The Shema is so central to Jewish tradition that is the climax of the final prayer of Yom Kippur, and is traditionally a Jewish person's last words on earth. I just want to give you a little background before we focus on the strength aspect of the greatest commandment. The title of today's message is simply, "Love God with all your strength." And today I will discuss two questions. The first question is, what does it mean to love God with all your strength? The second question is, how do we love God with all our strength? Question one, what does it mean to love God with all your strength? The word strength in the Bible is a translation of the Hebrew word ma'od. Ma'od occurs nearly 300 times in the scriptures. Jesus' commandment to love God with all your strength was a quote from the Jewish Shema, or prayer found in Deuteronomy. In the Shema, ma'od would more accurately be understood as an adverb that comes alongside other words to testify the meaning and significance. For example, in Genesis, when God created man and woman, he declared them very good, or ma'od good, implying much, extremely, significantly good. So loving God with all your strength, or ma'od good, means loving God with all our muchness. So again, loving God with all our strength means loving God with our muchness. That which also means loving God by devoting every possibility, opportunity, and capacity that have been given by God to honoring him and loving your neighbor as he loves us. To love God with all our strength means to love him with all our energy. The Gospel of Mark also uses the word strength to mean ability. God has given each one of us gifts, talents, and abilities. We have a choice, though. We can either commit our energy to glorify ourselves, or we commit our energies to glorify God. To love God with all our energy, with all our abilities, with all of our talents, and with all of our spiritual gifts, includes loving the Lord by ministering to others within his church. That is a way of expressing love to him. It means that when we're using all of our energy at work, all of our energy at school, all our energy at home, we're doing it because it pleases God. Loving God with our strength involves more than just spiritual commitment and zeal. It is more than just physical prowess. It involves our entire capacity to act and to serve. The strength aspect of loving God does include physical strength, which means using our bodies to actively serve and worship God. But it also includes emotional strength. It also includes mental strength, and it also includes spiritual strength. So understanding strength and loving God includes these four different types of strengths. First, loving God with emotional strength means maintaining trust and faithfulness in him despite our circumstances. We're going to look now at James 1, verse 12. I'm going to read the Amplified Bible version. In James 1, verse 12, it says, "Blessed, happy, spiritual, prosperous, favored by God is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. For when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Emotional strength involves enduring hardships with perseverance and relying on God's strength to sustain us in difficult times. Next, we're going to look at mental strength, which involves using our intellect and our reasoning abilities to understand God's word and apply it to our lives. That would be my wife. that would be Ed Ford. Thank you, Ed. All right, so we're going to look at Philippians 4, verse 9. In Philippians 4, verse 9, it says, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me are seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." And then in James 1, verse 22, the Amplified Bible version, which I love the Amplified Bible version, just to let you guys know, it says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth." Next, we're going to look at spiritual strength. Spiritual strength means cultivating a deep relationship with him through prayer, through worship, and through spiritual disciplines. In Ephesians 3, verse 16 through 19, it says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Spiritual strength involves seeking his presence daily and allowing his spirit to guide you, to spiritually energize you, and to empower our lives. For me, it is easy to love God with physical strength. I'm a doer. I have no problem serving or working hard physically for the Lord. I like to push forward and make things happen. On the other hand, I am weak in loving God with emotional strength. I'm always working in some capacity. I'm always busy, and I have trouble stopping to think, and I have trouble stopping to feel. When I'm going through tough times and challenges, I don't stop and feel and let God sustain me. I try to figure things out and work even harder. For example, when my dad passed away last year, it was hard for me to stop, to think, and to feel. I just wanted to keep working. I would make myself busy dealing with funeral arrangements or taking care of my dad's financial affairs, or even just going to work as a teacher every day when I didn't have to. Even at the funeral, I tried to be busy and not sit still with God, with my thoughts and with my feelings. I recreate things for myself to do so I wouldn't have time to think or feel or look to God for strength. I would rather work than feel. It's very difficult for me to rely on God's strength to sustain me. I could love God during that time with physical strength by serving and working, but it was difficult to love God that time with emotional strength by trusting and relying on Him. I still need to grow in that. Please pray for me to grow in emotional strength. Being a doer is not a bad thing. If God made you a doer, then He wants to use you to get stuff done in the world and to get stuff done in His kingdom. But you're not meant to do it all, and you should never try to do everything on your own strength. It says in Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. And that is something I have to remind myself every day. So part of loving God with all our strength is an outward thing. Our faith is not only meant to be an inward thing. Our love for God is not meant to be hidden. Our love for God is meant to be displayed, is meant to be expressed, is meant to be lived out loud and shown to the world. God doesn't just tell us to love Him with our hearts or our minds, but He also tells us to love Him with our strength. He tells us to demonstrate our love for Him in part, but what we do. In James chapter 2, verse 18, the New Living Translation, it states, now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. And this leads me to my second question. How do we love God with all our strength? Loving God with all our strength involves using our physical abilities and resources to honor Him. When we love God with all our strength, we demonstrate our commitment to His church and bring glory to His name through our actions. So how can we apply this commandment of loving God with all our strength in our daily lives? What are some practical ways? So there are so many practical ways, but I would briefly discuss five. The first one is stewardship. The second way is physical dedication. The third way is active worship. The fourth way is commitment. And the last way is endurance. So if you look at this, it spells space. So we can practically demonstrate loving God with all our strength through space. Hopefully you can help you remember that. So the first thing is stewardship. Stewardship is using our resources such as time, talents, and finances wisely and generously for God's purposes. Loving God with our strength involves sacrificial giving. One way is giving money for special and weekly contributions. However, it is more than that. This means giving our time. It means giving our resources and talents generously and cheerfully, knowing that everything we have comes from God and belongs to Him. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And that's the scripture there. Secondly, we're going to look at physical dedication. Physical dedication means using our bodies in ways that honor God. This includes being diligent in our work, taking care of our health, and using our energy to serve others and advance God's kingdom. Serving is a major part of this. Serving others selfishly and sacrificially is an expression of love to God. It involves practical acts of service such as helping those in need, caring for the sick, and using our skills for God's kingdom. Engaging in these acts of service can happen within the church or in the community you are in. Volunteering in the children's ministry, working on the tech team or worship team, or serving as an usher are just a few opportunities to serve. Serving with hope, serving with your local community by volunteering at a soup kitchen, visiting a retirement home, or serving your neighbors in different creative and helpful ways are other options. We all can't serve in the same way, but we all can serve in some way. In Romans 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." And this leads me to my third, active worship. So active worship is not just something that we do with our voices and hearts, but also with our bodies. When we lift our hands in praise, when we kneel in prayer, when we serve in ministry, when we show our love for God with our physical actions. If you are willing and able, these are just some ways to demonstrate your love. In Psalm 95, verse 6, it says, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Oh, that's my hype person over there, but that's something. We all need a hype person. Fourthly, we have commitments. That means dedicating yourself to growing spiritually through regular Bible study, through prayer, through fellowship with other believers. It includes studying the scriptures, gaining wisdom, and making decisions that honor God in all aspects of life. It involves seeking His presence daily and allowing His Spirit to guide and empower our lives. Some of the most radical and hardest things are to be consistent, committed, and constantly devoted to reading and studying the Bible, to prayer and fellowshiping with other believers. Commitment can start by spending time with God when you are most alert, rather than giving Him a rushed morning moment or a drowsy bedtime hour. This is another way to show you love God with all your strength. In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 1, in the Amplified Bible version, it says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually, longing to be in His presence." And the last one is endurance. So this is the last one I'm going to discuss. There will be times when we face challenges and difficulties, but our commitment to God should empower us to press on, knowing that He strengthens us. How can we practically show endurance? We need to persevere and endure in prayer, even when answers seem slow. We need to trust in God's provision and guidance in all circumstances. In Romans 12, verse 12, the Amplified Bible, it says, "Constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength." When we love God with all our strength, we can practically demonstrate our love through space, which includes stewardship, physical dedication, active worship, commitment, and endurance. We can bring glory to God's name through our actions. We also find inspiring examples of individuals who love God with all their strength in the Bible. One example is David, who used his physical strength to fight battles for God's people, as in the story of David versus Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. David also used emotional strength to endure trials and express deep worship through his psalms. We have Paul, who demonstrated mental strength by reasoning and defending the gospel, and spiritual strength through his unwavering commitment to spreading the message of Christ despite persecution started in Acts. We have Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel, who was barren for many years and deeply desired a child. She showed spiritual strength when she turned her pain into heartfelt prayer and vowed that if God gave her a son, she would dedicate him to the Lord's service. Hannah's prayers were answered, and she had a son, Samuel, who would become one of Israel's greatest prophets, which you can find in 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2. We also have examples in our fellowship in the Queen's Church. We have modern-day disciples who show strength in their commitment to missions, serving their neighborhoods, communities, and church, and standing firm in their faith despite cultural pressures. So I'm going to name a couple today. I'm going to talk about Uriel Edwards and Miss Linda Brown. So Uriel is constantly showing his love with all his strength by first serving his family, but also serving the church. He has so many responsibilities in his life. I don't even want to name them because we'll be here all day. But he still shows his love for God by serving in many ways. He serves so many people, and he has been serving since I've been in Queens. He currently serves as a community group leader and on the tech team, among the many other things he does. He serves so many brothers in this service, I don't even want to name them. He's always have an open ear, and he's always there to listen. So he's definitely an example of someone who loves God with all his strength. Another one is Miss Linda Brown. I don't know how she does it. Woo! She is one of my mothers in the faith. She demonstrates loving God with all her strength by sending out encouraging letters, by being a prayer warrior, by joining the worship team, by having an outside ministry helping out in the community, by preparing meals for those who need it. And again, if you ever need to talk to her, she's there, she's listening, and she's always here for everyone. She's just another great example of someone who loves God with all their strength. But also loving God with all your strength is making that decision to make God, Lord, Jesus, Lord of your life. So this Wednesday, Shelly Mae Crawford decided to make Jesus Lord of her life and become a disciple. Shelly Mae did the quiet little wave. I don't know if she wants to stand up really quick so everyone knows who she is. That is Shelly Mae Crawford. And these are just a few examples of brothers and sisters here in Queens who are examples of loving God with all their strength. There are so many examples in the congregation that we could talk about, but again, for time's sake, we will not do that. So as we end today, let's remember that it's not about our abilities alone, but about relying on God's strength working through us. In Philippians 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I'm going to repeat that again. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And we never need to forget that point. We can't do anything without God. It's about giving our best in every area of our lives as an expression in our love for him who loved us first. So let us reflect and examine on our lives and consider these questions. So these are some questions you can think about or reflect. Am I loving God with all my strength? And this time I'm going to make sure I take my time slowly and go each way. Am I using my physical abilities, my time, and my resources to honor him and further his kingdom? How How can I practically demonstrate my love for God with all of my strength in my home, at workplace, school, and community? And everyone should definitely write this one down. What is one way I can serve in God's church? What is one way I can serve in God's church? Because we all can serve in one way. I will go on. Okay. Does anyone need to? Well, I can go on. Okay. The next question is, when it comes to loving God with all my strength, how can I grow in love with my physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength, and spiritual strength? How can I practically demonstrate loving God with all my strength through space, stewardship, physical dedication, active worship, commitment, and endurance this week? And lastly, that's it. I'm not going to do 20. The teacher and me won't go further, but I'll stop. And tomorrow will be a quiz. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Do I rely on God's strength or my own strength? So these are questions we can examine, think through. And if you're visiting with us, you can definitely talk with the person who invited you and just discuss, how can I love God with all my strength? So let us pray for God's help in loving him with our whole being, loving him with our muchness, and loving our neighbors sacrificially. May his love overflow from our lives and impact our world around us. Let's commit to living each day in such a way that our strength becomes a testament to our love for the Lord. Amen.
He isn't true.
Well,
if you